Blog Talk Radio.
Second Saturday here in Orange Palooza, RSD, CRPS Awareness Month. Come on in, everybody. How's everybody doing tonight? Hope everybody is doing great. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. A great month so far. A great month so far. That's right. 2 weeks in. Man, I can't believe time is flying. We got two more weeks left. That's it. Then we got Thanksgiving. I'm going to be eating very heartily. That's right. Yes. Stuffing my face like a real cow. That's right. That's right. drinking some wine and stuffing my face like a literal cow on Thanksgiving. That's the only other holiday, really, folks. That's the only other holiday, folks. That's right. Thanksgiving. Going to be kind of boring. Yeah, can't really celebrate this year, you know? Here in New York, it's like, don't have Thanksgiving, our wonderful mayor and governor has told us. Do not have Thanksgiving. Do not invite family members over. And if you do, you could only have 10 people in your house, and you have to wear masks around the table. Unless you eat outside, then you don't have to wear masks. And what if it's freezing outside? Are we really going to step outside and go and eat Thanksgiving dinner? Oh, man, I tell you, our illustrious politicians. Oh, man, I tell you. Yes, let's go eat outside in the freezing cold on Thanksgiving. That's right, folks. Yes, either that or we have to wear masks around the table. And you remove your mask, take one bite, and put the mask back on. Talk a little bit, you remove the mask, and you take another bite, then put the mask back on. You'll be sitting there eating forever. You'll be sitting there eating forever. One morsel at a time. Can't take it, ladies and gentlemen. Can't take it no more. Oh, man. But as I say, no mass hysteria, no fear. That's it. Second wave is a-coming. No fear, no mass hysteria, folks. Everything's going to be okay, just like the first time. Nothing has changed. Still old people dying. That's right, over 70. So when it comes down to it, no fear, no mass hysteria. That's right. Most of the people that died were over 70 and they had pre-existing conditions. That's right. Comes down to it, still a mild pandemic. Still not 300,000 deaths yet. And they said 2.3 million deaths. Are you kidding me? We're never going to get there. We don't want to get there. At 3.2 death rate, that would mean people would have to be dropping dead in the streets. And they're not dropping dead in the streets, folks. 88% of people are actually getting COVID by wearing masks. But yet, we're told that masks prevent COVID. Masks prevent COVID. Meanwhile, all the people that are following the rules are getting COVID. That's right. 66% of people here in New York, COVID in quarantine, which means you're probably better off outside and not in your home. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know. They're trying to scare us. They're trying to put us in fear and mass hysteria again. And some people are going there buying all the TP. That's right. The TP is missing again, folks. Don't go nuts. Everything's going to be all right, I promise. Be shitting your pants 20 times a day. It's okay. It's all right, ladies and gentlemen. No reason to fear. No reason for mass hysteria. Come on, people. We went through it the first time. We can get through it the second time. Actually, even better than the first, because now we have better therapeutics, and we know what we can actually use to treat COVID. So it's actually a better time. that we know how to treat COVID. The first wave, we didn't know how to treat COVID. Now we do. So guess what? It's going to be more milder than you think. And there's not going to be people dropping dead in the street. And there's going to be less people on ventilators. Calm down, people. Relax. Everything's going to be okay. I promise. I mean, we've learned about the disease. We know it has autoimmune disease components. We know it has HIV components. So we know how to treat it now. There are a lot of different therapeutics to actually treat it. And most of those therapeutics are used for autoimmune diseases. That's right, folks. You have to treat it like an autoimmune disease. Because it is an autoimmune disease. Oh, man, I tell you. Mostly everybody who died from COVID died from the autoimmune disease components because the doctors didn't understand what autoimmune diseases were or are. And they don't know the symptoms. They don't understand autoimmune diseases. Plus, a lot of these people had pre-existing conditions, and they died of their pre-existing condition. And it was put down as a COVID death so the hospital could get paid, so the nursing home could get paid. Let's euthanize old people in nursing homes. Let's put COVID patients in with nursing home residents. Let's euthanize them off the planet. That's right. 100,000 people died in nursing homes. More than half of the dead are dead in nursing homes. Euthanized in nursing homes, killing off generations of Americans. Because they don't want to pay them anymore. Because they don't want to have them on SS rolls anymore. They don't want to pay their Social Security. They want to save money because most of the states in the union are debt. Most of the states in the union are debt. That's right, they're all in debt. Better way to pay off your bills than to euthanize some old people in nursing homes. Right? And uses a disease or a virus to do that. You don't even need the death needle. You don't need the death IV. Just put a COVID patient in with nursing home residents. 60, 70, 80 of them dropping like flies. That's right. And don't they have families too? But nobody gives a shit about their families. Because, ooh, we want to get them off the SS rolls. We don't want to pay them anymore. We don't want to give them food stamps anymore. We want to save that money to pay our debt. But yet people don't see it this way. It's a real disease. It's a contagious disease. But there's reasons why it's here. Chinese domination, killing our economy, taking away civil liberties with masks, shaming people if they don't wear a mask, which is fucking ridiculous. People should have a choice whether they want to wear a mask or not. And if they don't wear a mask, don't tell them they're killing people. Because that's their choice. If you don't like it, fuck you. If you don't like it. This is America. We have a choice here. Taking away religious rights, closing down churches, and leaving all open Planned Parenthoods, closing gun shops, and leaving over open Planned Parenthood as an essential business. Well, there must have been a lot of fucking going on. I tell you. So churches are not an essential business, I guess. It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes down to it. And you see everything. You have to visualize and you have to focus on what they're trying to do. Euthanizing old people so they can pay off their debt, so they don't have to pay SS pay to all of these people that are over 70. They don't have to put food stamps on their card anymore because they're dead. And they can use all of that money to pay their debt because they were stupid to begin with to build up all of that debt. Plant. That's right, in Michigan, you can't plant any vegetables outside during COVID. You might die. The plant might give you COVID. COVID might go into the plant. And you don't think that's more restriction on people? Oh, there's a hell of a lot of restriction on people, especially during Thanksgiving, that we can't have a decent holiday. And isn't it kind of weird, ladies and gentlemen, that the second wave of COVID comes after a hotly contested election, which is now a recount, which is now being contested in the court. And we have a second wave of COVID. False flag. Boy, COVID is a false flag for a lot of different things, isn't it? Yeah. Think about it. What are we going to see next? Another cop shooting a black? Get BLM and back out on the streets again? Burning cities down? What's that going to be the next thing? Where we're all in quarantine? We got to watch this on TV, this fucking bullshit? Another false flag to start race wars? It's getting old. It's getting old that you actually know the plot. That you actually know the plot. And when you start understanding the plot, it gets old and boring. You know exactly what's going to happen next. We haven't had enough happen this year. Now we got a second wave of COVID right after a hotly contested election, which is now in recount mode and in the courts. Man, I tell you, how did I know that was going to pop up? I just had a feeling right after that election, oh, something would pop up. Then when we're all in quarantine, when everything is nice and quiet, holy shit, another cop shooting a black. My God, ladies and gentlemen. They really want civil war in this country, folks. It's sad, but it's true. Either that or a race war. And the media plays it up. And everybody listens to the media. Everybody has their hand in the media. But it depends on which media you watch. If you watch independent media, you're better off. If you watch mainstream media, that's fake news. Not one thing is truthful on that news. Not one thing is truthful. But yet you believe it to be truth. It comes from a news source. But that is where the game is played, because they know that you've been listening to that same news source for many years. So, of course, you're going to believe what you hear on that news source, because for many years, they were actually believable until they were exposed. And now you see them for what they truly are. Their true colors have come out. But yet you still believe them. That's something called weak-mindful. That believe everything they hear. They have no clue what the actual premise is. So, for many years, you were listening to them, as I was. And then you learn that sitting down in front of the TV and watching it. And boy, you're better off. Because all they're looking for is ratings. And the more ratings they get, the more they stay on the air. Folks, the internet, live streaming, podcasting is a new wave of media. And it's real media. People that actually do their research and independent thought processes. People on social media know more than the people on the news. And this is the first year that I will say that. We are reporting better news in podcasting and in live streaming than they are doing in the mainstream media. Can you believe that your mainstream media has gotten that bad? Your mainstream media, really bad. Because they have oppressive power over you, just like your government, just like your big pharma, just like your insurance companies, and just like your corporate America. They all are oppressing the people of America. And as we spoke about last week, we allowed it to happen. Because we had no clue what they were doing. And now that it's exposed, nobody wants to believe it. And you are a conspiracy theorist. That's right. I love how people always call me a conspiracy theorist. That's right. Why? Because they don't want to believe the truth. They don't want to feel like they've been lied to for many years of their life. But yet, the media, little by little, was dropping things into your mind, dropping things into your mind. And they didn't even need a microchip for that. They didn't even need a microchip for that, no. And they learned how to manipulate the people of a once great nation. But yet, these people that have been mind manipulated, okay, there's nothing wrong with them. They think they're perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with me. There's a lot wrong with you, conspiracy theorist. No, I am no conspiracy theorist. Because I am not manipulated by the mainstream media. I did not allow the mainstream media to manipulate my mind. All well and good. Meanwhile, boy, a lot of them need a psychiatric ward. and they don't even realize that they're sick, that they're delusional. And we tell them all the time, you're delusional, and they say it right back to you, and they call you a conspiracy theorist. What right do you have to say I'm delusional? Because you are. Because you are. They drop little words into your mind. They create fear in your mind. They create a fear state. Same thing that they did with COVID. Showing you the death numbers every day. Showing you the case numbers going up every day. Holy shit. Look, Marvin. The case numbers are going up. Meanwhile, it's mild. There's not a lot of people dying. That's why they're talking about cases rather than death. Why is the news talking about cases? Because there's not a lot of people dying. So they have to keep up the narrative. So they talk about how the case numbers are going up. Duh. Use your mind. Stop calling me delusional. Well, you are. I'm trying to teach you. And you're calling me a conspiracy theorist. Meanwhile, I'm trying to tell you the truth and how demented you actually are. And you don't get it. That's because the media has totally manipulated your mind to believe everything is the way the media says it. So if the media tells you anything, you believe it. The media tells you anything, you believe it. Hence what we had last weekend. And to believe it even more, an office of president-elect has came out of the clear blue. There's no such thing as office of the president-elect. But yet you believe it. Because you've been mind manipulated. To believe anything that the news says is truth. See how the news is poison? The news is poison. The news starts race wars and starts civil wars. Yes. Because half of the population is mind manipulated and half of the population is not. And as one falls into the Pacific Ocean, the other falls into the Atlantic. And we go round and round and round till we can't take it no more. Now, again, we don't go into politics and we don't talk about any political parties. We're just giving you examples of how your media is totally manipulating your mind. And half of the population doesn't see it, and the other half does. And that's what's causing the problems in America. Half of the population believes the theater that's going on, and the other half of the population sees right through it. There's so much theater, it's not even funny, folks. There is so much theater this year. I have to gather to say, two thumbs down theater this year. that it's honestly become way too much and it's getting boring and you actually understand the plot. When you actually understand the plot before the plot happens, it gets boring, doesn't it? Yes. Yes, it does. Who didn't think that there would be a hotly contested election this year? Who didn't think that? Who didn't think we would have recounts and go to court? The whole damn year has been crazy. And two thumbs down theater. But yet, we believe everything we see, some people. We believe everything we see, some people. But yet, you don't see why those things are happening. People are dying for politics. People are dying for politics all around the world because of COVID, because of BLM and Antifa. But you don't want to see the narrative. You don't want to see it because you don't want to believe it. And then, oh, I'm fully backing BLM and Antifa. Okay, do you know what you're backing? Do you know what those organizations are? Did you do any research on them before you say I'm backing those organizations? Or are you just backing them because it says Black Lives Matter? Did you really not think that we were not going to have a contested election this year? With all the theater we were having, do you really think that would have happened? Started mentioning mail-in ballots. You should have said, this is going to be a really interesting election. That's right. They still didn't get all the mail-in ballots yet. How stupid this is. The media created all this fear surrounding the election, and people were afraid to go out and vote. Therefore, oh, don't worry, you could vote right from your home, mail-in ballots. Do you realize how much chaos mail-in ballots have actually started in this country? Were using mail-in ballots, so they knew how to use mail-in ballots. But most of the country never used mail-in ballots before. So you didn't think that this would be a hotly contested election yet? We never used mail-in ballots. The only mail-in ballots that we ever used were the more trackable ballots. With barcodes on them. Not regular mail-in ballots. So with all the theater this year, you didn't really think that the election would have been crazy. And it has nothing with either of the candidates. It has to do with your election system, which would affect both parties. And do you realize that your elections are run by software that went faulty during this election and other elections too, not just this one? Do you realize that software is owned by George Soros and a few other people that want to see this country go down? Do you realize your vote didn't count in 20 years because of that software? How do you feel? How do you feel that your vote hasn't counted in 20 years? because all they've been doing was manipulating votes. Both ways. Yeah, and during this time, we've had Democratic and Republican presidents. Whichever the wind blow, whichever the way the wind blows, people run the other way and certain people run towards it. What a way to end off a year with a crazy election, right? And still not over yet. What else is going to happen? We still got half a month to go here and a whole month of December to go. Oh, my God. What's next? Christmas is coming. It's probably going to be a shithole Christmas. No church is open. Probably going to be sitting in my house watching TV church. Oh, well. Have a second wave of COVID coming. We'll be in our houses for another 3 months. Hey, but hey, I'm not arguing about it. I get my organization done. I get my work done. I'm good. My time. I'm not complaining about it. Hey, it's better than when there's nothing to do. It's better so you can concentrate on things you really need to do. That's what I did the first time. That's what I'm going to do the second time. I'm not going to bitch, moan, and complain about it. I'm just going to get work done. There's other people out there. I'm bored. Get your ass off and go do something in your house. It's on projects. Get things done around your house. DIY. Do it yourself. DIY. Little dyslexic there. It's crazy though, huh? When you actually talk it out, like I talked it out with you, did you really understand what this year meant? Oh, it's just a bad year. Oh, my God, it's just a horrible year. I don't want to remember it. What a horrible year this has been. We lost so many great souls. So many people died this year. So many great souls. You know, of course, we got to pray for those souls. But do you realize a lot of those souls died in the name of politics? In the name of false flags? Because China wants domination in the world. They wanted to be the new world superpower. And we said, hell no. So when you relook at all the theater that happened this year and all the death that happened this year, do you understand why it happened? In the name of politics. In the name of diplomacy. In the name of economics. And those people's lives were just numbers. Those people's lives were just numbers on a piece of paper that kept going up on the mainstream media. Numbers. They weren't names. They were buried in mass graves. By number. Not by name. We never had mass graves in New York City. In the other pandemics and epidemics we've had, we never had mass graves like we had this time around. And they were buried by number. Not by name. If you were one of the people who lost a loved one, realize that loved one is now a number and not a name. To you, it would be a name because you knew that person. To the rest of us, they are a number because they were buried by number and not by name. There was no tombstones put up. There was no crosses with people's names put up. They were buried in mass graves on an abandoned island in New York City. It honestly looked like China. China does mass graves. We never did that in this country. That was the first time ever I saw that happening in America. We never do that in America. And that, unfortunately, allows me to look at the point of, are we a socialist communist country? If we are burying people by number and not by name, are we turning into China? That in New York, we're mass burying people. But yet all of that was for fear and mass hysteria. Oh, I don't want to be one of those people. Oh, I don't want to die on a ventilator. Yeah, 88% of people died on ventilators. Most of those people probably died on ventilators. Because unfortunately, the ventilators that they were using used more pressure than they did oxygen. Oh, tell you. So going back to the ballots, we never used mail-in ballots. There's some states that use mail-in ballots to do their balloting, and they know how to use them. God bless them. Utah is one of them. Washington is another. But we were used to just the regular absentee ballot. You get it in the mail. You have a barcode on the bottom, okay? And you basically, you know, say, oh, okay, let me fill in everything. Then you put it in a separate envelope, and then you put it in another envelope, and then you send it back. The tracking on that envelope is so much better than the tracking on mail-in balloting envelopes. So we learned the whole idea of mail-in balloting from the UK, where it failed. And sorry to say, it failed here too. That's why we have a contested election, folks. Not because of the votes that were done on the day, but because of the mail-in votes. That's right. Wake up, people. Time is over. Hopefully 2021 will be no more theater, but I'm sorry, folks. I think we're in for more theater in 2021. Even more two thumbs down theater in 2021, folks. Time where you have to focus. Get things done. Don't focus on the news. Don't focus on being informed. I need to be informed. No, you really don't. You really don't need to be informed. Because the more you're informed these days by the mainstream media, the more dumb you get. This is not about parties. This is not about two men. This is about political theater that we've been witnessing all of 2020, and many of us did not even see it. So many people died for politics this year, not even funny. That's what a false flag is, folks. people dying for politics, people dying for a specific narrative. Honestly, I think that's been going on for the past 4 years. Lots of political theater. Lots of false flags. People dying in the name of politics. Kids dying in the name of politics. And it all started with what? The Las Vegas shooting. What was that a false flag for? Taking away your guns. People die for politics, folks. That's the way the deep states want it. But yet everybody who talks about it is a conspiracy theorist, but we're just telling the truth. For all the dumb people out there that need to learn and stop listening to the mainstream media. Because they're not going to tell you. And they're going to push you further and further away from the truth. And you don't even know it. You're in another world. Things we see visually and things we hear tend to manipulate us. If you know the truth of the nation and you know the history of the nation, you are not manipulated. You are teaching the truth. And people who have been manipulated will say you're a conspiracy theorist. Because they don't want to believe that they are delusional or that they are mentally ill. If you get manipulated too much, you start believing everything you hear. I got a good example of that. My 12-year toxic relationship, where I was abused horribly, mentally, emotionally, to a point where I actually started to believe every word she said about me. Now, that's scary. When you actually start to believe what another person says you are, that means you lost confidence. That means you lost belief. That means you lost basically every meaning of yourself. If you start believing what another person says about you, because you need to be strong in yourself to know who you are. And that person can't tell you who you are. Only you can tell yourself who you are. Well, that's the same thing the media is doing to you. The media is the abuser. And they're throwing out all this shit for many years. To a point where everybody just started to believe it. Part is people didn't realize that they were getting abused and oppressed. By the one source that they believed wholeheartedly, that good old boob tube television. That television, everything on it can manipulate your mind if you allow it to. Any TV show, even sports. To manipulate your mind, and you won't even know it. Mainstream media has been the abuser for many years, and then they were exposed. And a certain segment of the population don't want to believe that their beloved news and their beloved television has been exposed. And that's where the fight back comes. on the other side of things that know when they're being told a narrative for mainstream media. Because it's the same shit all the time. But look at the case numbers going up. But look at the death numbers going up. Yeah. Do you know how many people actually recovered from COVID? More than half of the people that got COVID have recovered from COVID. But you'll never know that from mainstream media because they don't show you that number. 3 million people have recovered. 33 million plus people have recovered. Of the 43 million people that actually got COVID. So that means 10 million had to have mild case or asymptomatic. 3 million people recovered. That's how mild a pandemic this is. It would be reverse if it was a killer pandemic. That's how fake this is. That's how much theater is being shoved up your ass and you're believing it. It's a real virus. It's a contagious virus. But the whole premise of it is fake. Because it's just a mild pandemic. The whole premise of it is fake. Is to see how much the people could take. Put your mask on. Oh, it's so good for you. Put that mask on. Meanwhile, you'll get COVID putting the mask on. Put your mask on. Being told like little babies, let's do this, let's do that. What's the next thing? A vaccine. Come on, everybody. Let's get the vaccine. And there's going to be people lining up for a vaccine. Now you don't even know what the hell is in it. I personally don't want to take it. But then you hear that you must have a certificate after you get a vaccine. Otherwise, it'll be like, you know, the stores now. No mask, no service. No vaccine, no service. Right. They'll ask for your certificate. If you don't have one, sorry, we can't service you. Could you please leave? People that don't want to get a vaccine. So no store is going to service us if we don't get a vaccine. So what do we got to fucking pay attention to all this crap? And a vaccine isn't even going to cure COVID because it has autoimmune disease components and HIV components, and you can't cure an autoimmune disease with a vaccine. That's why you need therapeutics. So what's the reasoning behind a vaccine if we already know there's autoimmune disease components and HIV components that cannot be cured by a vaccine? But yet people will line up. Yes, all the sheep will line up because the news will tell them everybody's going to line up. That's right. Everybody's going to line up at their pharmacies. Everybody's going to line up at their doctor's offices and hospitals to get a vaccine that ain't even going to kill COVID. It's 90% effective, they say. Yeah, for what? The virus part? Probably. For the virus part. What about the autoimmune disease part? Then you find that, holy shit, I had COVID and I'm still suffering here. Right, because you had autoimmune disease. That's not curable. Maybe 90% effective for the virus part of COVID. But you're not going to cure COVID by giving vaccines, is where it's at. Because every autoimmune disease has a therapeutic to help or aid it to remission or to wellness. And there's a lot of people that don't even know that they've been duped. There is a lot of people out there that don't even know that they've been duped. You're a conspiracy theorist. Meanwhile, not one word of conspiracy comes out of my mouth. Just because you don't want to believe what the hell is going on around you. And you want to see it as, oh, COVID is killing people. The narrative, nobody sees it as a false flag to rile up the American people to civil war, to race war. They want the people of America to fight one another so China can infiltrate our land and attack us on our homeland because we'll be too busy fighting ourselves that we won't even know China's coming in to kill us and take over our land. But nobody seems to care about that. I mean, it's getting boring. It's getting boring. The plot is getting boring, folks. Because I know every step that it's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if next year we do have a little martial law, civil war type of thing, or insurrection act. Yeah, this is not over, folks. This bad theater is going to continue into next year. So just get ready, folks. We're probably going to have this until 2022, where they say COVID will disappear. 2022, they said COVID's going to disappear. Okay. So get ready for more. Two thumbs down theater. Started with Jussie Smollett. The whole race wars thing started with Jussie Smollett. And like I said, has nothing to do with a party. Has all to do with your country. It will 100% affect our country, no matter what party you're a part of. Your voting rights are being taken away from everyone, just one party, everyone in this country. Your civil liberties are being taken away from you. With masks, COVID. Vaccines. See how much you can take. So masks were first, then vaccines a second. Get ready for that debacle next year. If you don't have a certificate, we can't serve you. You go into a restaurant. Hey, I want to get served. Do you have a certificate? Does everybody in your family have a certificate? Oh, no, my daughter didn't get a vaccine. Oh, everybody's got to leave then. I'm sorry. You all live in the same house. Sorry, you got to go because you don't have a certificate because you didn't get a vaccine. They do not want a vaccine. They'd rather have therapeutics, over 50%. So what are we going to be forced to take a vaccine that we don't want? Totally against the law of what America is. Forcing people to do things that they don't want to do. This is America. We could choose to wear a mask if we want to. If you don't want to wear a mask, it should be fine. Optional. Same thing with a vaccine. Optional. I mean, I hope you learned something during these shows. Something maybe that you didn't look at or see beforehand, and then you come to the show and oh, now I see it. Holy shit. That's right. Because you just opened your mind up wide and your eyes just became wider and you're allowing the information to penetrate your mind. I don't trust the mainstream media worth shit to be informed every day. Other people sit there and watch it 24 hours a day. No matter what the hell else is on the TV, they will sit there and watch the news 24/7. That's why they're mind manipulated. That's all they watch. I really don't blame those people for believing what they watch if they're watching it 24/7. But did they realize how delusional they're getting? Delusional. Literally delusional, ladies and gentlemen. Like the whole thing with COVID. Close the churches, but leave Planned Parenthood open. Like I said before. Okay, when you're in quarantine, there's not much to do. You know what? Takes two to tango. So after everybody does that, what are they going to get, an abortion? And they're still going to keep the churches closed? Because it's an essential business to keep Planned Parenthood open? Not an essential business to worship God? Like I said, we don't talk politics here. We are apolitical. We don't talk parties. We don't talk candidates. We talk generalized. I just have a lot of questions about a lot of things. Why are the gun shops closed? Take away our guns, maybe? That's why before the gun shops closed, 65% of people went to go and buy guns and ammunition, because 65% of the people know what this is all going to end up in. Whereas the other side of things has no clue. And all they want is peace, love, and prosperity. And kindness. So be kind. While we get the shade pulled over our eyes. Let's all be kind to one another. Let's be all kind to one another. And the shade is being pulled over our eyes. And all those people that say, let's be kind to one another, were they really kind for 4 years? Were they really kind for 4 years? Kind? Kind? Oh, man, I tell you. Oh, everybody needs to be kind to one another. Yeah, because that's part of the manipulation. They were duped. Then everything goes to hell. So what you see may not be very believable. It's what you don't see that's very believable. I'm going to leave you with that. I wanted to get into the homily tonight. You know what? I got a little bit of time. Yeah, I was going to talk about the homily first. Then I got into COVID, and I just went off on COVID and went off on this whole false flag stuff again. The homily tonight. We got a little while. We could talk about the homily for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It was a great homily today. In church, TV church. That's right. And by the way, only 10 people in church now here in New York. As now we are back to phase two. Oh, we're back to phase two. 10 people in church, ladies and gentlemen. 10 people in church. That's right. A big, big church. 10 people. Oh, boy, I tell you. Anyway, so today's homily was really interesting. Really, really interesting. All right? And the premise of today's homily was based on All Souls Day, which happened on the 2nd of this month. So, as you know, a lot of people died this year. A lot of souls went to heaven and purgatory. You know, when it comes down to it, what do we focus on most when we think about those people that passed away? Do we focus on the bad that they did? But the key is to focus on the good that they did, because people are not perfect. And there's always one thing that somebody does that's going to be bad for somebody else. Like you break up with somebody. That other person will never forget it. Like you divorce somebody. That person will never forget it. They'll still bitch moan and complain about it. That's right. But yet that person overall could be a good person. But they made a mistake. Made a couple of mistakes. Made a bevy of mistakes. Do we remember people good that they do, or do we remember them for the evil that they don't know that they do? A lot of times, evil is done and people don't even know that they do it, because the other person don't say anything. So all those souls that went up to heaven or purgatory this year because of COVID, because of a pre-existing condition, because of cancer, because of anything, suicide, do you focus on the good that person did during their life and how that person made an impression on your life? Or do you focus on the bad choices that they made, for they know not what they do? And that's basically what the homily was about today. Focus on the good rather than the evil. Because most of the time, for they know not what they do happens when it's evil. Or when it's the wrong decision. There's so much more probably good that a person did rather than evil. But they'll always remember that one evil thing that somebody did. Oh, you cheated on me. You're a scumbag. But meanwhile, this person donates to charities. You know, this person volunteers for different organizations and stuff like that. But meanwhile, you cheated on me. And that's all you remember about that person. And I'm trying to think about some of the good maybe that happened in that relationship rather than the evil or the bad that happened. And forgive that person for creating that act against you. Then maybe you'll see more good rather than evil in that specific individual or soul. You know, because some people are very nasty and miserable in life, and their family members, oh, they were evil and they were miserable in their life anyway. And she didn't even want to live, right? But there had to be some good that the woman did. There had to be some good that the guy did. Because we are born with two sides, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Good versus evil. We have to choose which side we're going to be today. What choices are we going to make? Take a risk. And sometimes taking a risk, most of the time, ends up to be a bad decision. But sometimes it turns out to be a good decision. That's why I say it's okay to take risk, because usually everything we do has a little bit of risk in it. So always look for the good people do than what they do for evil. Because we have both sides. And sometimes we succumb to the evil. Sometimes we succumb to the bad decision. That doesn't mean we didn't do good in our lives. So focus on the good. And that was today's homily, based on all those people that died this year. All Souls Day was a day to remember all of those people on the 2nd of this month. So when it comes down to it, remember all those souls and remember the good times. And forego those bad times, because you know people are very imperfect. We are not perfect. We're not going to get everything right and every decision right and everything we do in our life right. There's no such thing as perfection, even though we strive for it. So remember the good things that those people did rather than the bad. And I will leave you on that note today. Thank you so much for being here, everybody. We'll see you on the 21st. This is Orange Palooza. This is RSD CRPS Awareness Month. That's right. And let's keep it going. Let's keep it going. Putting the information out. Sharing is caring. Take care, everybody. Have a great one.